Illinois State Representative Mike Zaleski is gathering the committee to look at the big picture on prisons. They'll discuss overcrowding in Illinois' prisons and the $1 billion they cost taxpayers each year. Zaleski says he's tired of not doing anything about it.
I heard statistics that the average stay sometimes for a first-time marijuana user in the Department of Corrections is like 12 days if they don't get an IBON. 12 days. That's insane.
But low-level drug offenses isn't all Zaleski will be looking at. He'll also be bringing back one proposal that's been debated for years, but never got enough support. It would send people convicted of certain gun crimes to prison for 3 years. End of story. No early release. But even though it hasn't gotten enough yes votes, it hasn't gone away because Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy talks about it constantly.
Possession of a loaded firearm is not even considered a violent felony in the state of Illinois for sentencing purposes, which is why you see the revolving door, which is why you see people getting arrested with guns over and over again.
Zaleski's carried bills for Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel before, but with this gun bill, he's up against some strong opponents. The National Rifle Association is one. They say lawful gun owners who improperly carry a gun and get caught would have to go away for 3 years. Many black lawmakers are also fighting it, saying just locking people up doesn't truly address gun violence issues in their communities. Zaleski says a negotiated version might send someone to prison for less than 3 years, or punish someone more on their first gun offense.
I think people are so worn out by my bill and by the budget problems we have, and they're sick of seeing the Department of Corrections have of these budget issues and having guys sleep in gymnasiums. There's just a real appetite to let's do something.
Art Lorigio says it's good to recognize that Illinois' criminal justice system needs a change. It's just a matter of what that change is. He's a psychology professor and criminologist at Loyola University.
Research suggests that it's not the severity of the punishment that has a deterrent effect, but the certainty of punishment.
Lorigio's point is that research shows people with guns don't necessarily worry about how long they'll spend behind bars. It's whether they'll get caught. He says alternatives to prison can actually have more of a positive effect than locking up low-level criminals.
We're paying a lot of money to keep people locked up in prison. The time that they spend in prison is time away from them ever having an opportunity to change their life trajectory unless they're fully engaged in services.
And that's where Father David Kelly comes in. Because while Representative Zaleski and lawmakers are dealing with the end of the criminal justice process in prisons, Father Kelly deals with the beginning of that process, kids who are getting into trouble. Kelly runs Precious Blood Ministries in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago.
These drums are used in the juvenile detention center. We do drumming circles in juvenile detention center. So I'm the chaplain of Cook County Juvenile as well. So
as he gives me a tour of the center, which is a former school, he shows me a clothes rack with dress clothes for the teenagers who have upcoming court appearances. Precious Blood deals mostly with teens who have already been arrested and done time. Kelly says whatever the laws are that do pass, he wants to see more neighborhood programs.
Rather than harsher laws, harsher gun penalties, let's punish our way out of this, I just don't think there's an end to that. I don't think that it will get us anywhere but fill our jails and prisons and then take the resources, the minimal resources we do have here in the community away.
Kelly says the young people he interacts with now are the ones statistics show are going to end up testing out the laws Representative Zaleski's thinking of changing. And the best way to make sure they don't end up testing out those laws and getting arrested doesn't come from the legislators, but comes from getting more people in the community involved. I'm Tony Arnold.